I'm Miranda Watkins, and we're at Design Junction in the tram shed. And new work that we're presenting from the studio this year includes some additions to our successful barware range, starting with a commission from Wallpaper Magazine for the Martini cocktail set. This inspired us to develop more drinksware, which, of course, is appropriate traditionally to pewter. So we've added more pieces into the range: carafes, tumblers, beakers, all kinds of things, and we come round to actually quite enjoyably some tankards, which is extremely traditional and good fun. We have two versions here, engraved, a his and a hers, a bit tongue-in-cheek. It's very traditional and it hasn't been used in a contemporary way for many years. I think that in very recent times, more designers are taking on as a material of interest. But I started working with it in 2008 when I met manufacturers in Sheffield who handcraft and hand finish a lot of the pieces in a very traditional manner. So it's kind of really interesting to visit their factory and go in and see the equipment and see the craftsmen at work and feel inspired by the machinery and the techniques that they're using to inspire what I wanted to do, the collection that they asked me to generate for them. And that started with our award-winning Gleam pewter collection of vases, bowls, candlesticks. And it's just really developed from there. It's you know, it's been well received, and it's really lovely to work with traditional British craftsmen as well. But actually, the other side of my business is working with interior designers, architects, private clients on site-specific commission-based pieces. The chandelier that we have here is a new version of Intersect, which is intersecting planes of actually, this is two-way mirror acrylic, but of course it can be glass or many other materials. And the interesting or fun element of this particular piece is that when the light bulb is off, you have a mirrored object of intersecting panels reflecting around the room, and when the light bulb is on, the internal space is revealed, the light bulb is reflected in many, many different panels, and also you can see through to. So it's kind of making an interesting, complex, engaging object.